according to the Torah law, a man is able to marry as many wives as he wants, so long as he's able to be mefarnes them, so long as he could support them properly, bechavod. So the Torah, the Pasuk says, ve'haziku sheva nashim ve'ish echad, that even seven women will hold on to one man. That is from the Torah. The Chachamim gave an advice that a person shouldn't marry more than four women, because he has to fulfill the mitzvah of onah, which each one of them, and the onah is mishabbat to Shabbat. So every week he has the mitzvah of onah with another one of the wives, so they're not deprived from this mitzvah. That's all from the Torah law and the advice of the Chachamim. Over 800 years ago, came a great Gaon called Rabbeinu Gershon Me'or HaGola, and he came along and made a takana. He saw what was happening by a person marrying more than one wife. First of all, there were problems that they weren't being supported correctly, and there was coming a lot of ketatot. There was fighting and miribot and the politics that take place when a person is married to more than one wife. And therefore he made a takana with all the stringencies of takanot, which is the cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom as it's known. And he said that a person cannot take more than one wife. This was the cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom. His cherem was accepted throughout the Germany and Russia and Poland and Österreich and all the areas, especially with Ashkenazim, his takana was mekubal, was accepted. Even in many of the lands of the Sephardim, they also accepted upon themselves this harem of Rabbeinu Gershom, not to marry another wife if he is married. Now, it should be pointed out that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, in Siman Aleph, that this takana has an expiration date. That the expiration date of Rabbeinu Gershom is up until Elef HaHamishi. Until the fifth millennium finishes, which already we're in the sixth millennium. That means up to the year 5000, he made his takana, which was for however many years he made it, and then it has an expiration date. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. However, Maran writes clearly in the Bet Yosef, in Se'if Yud Aleph, Tov la'asot takana bechol homer, al mi shiisa isha al ishto. Which means, even in places that hold that the takana was expired, and even in certain lands that maybe didn't accept upon themselves harem of Rabbeinu Gershom, still it's a proper takana in order to accept, communities should accept upon themselves this takana. This concept of not sanctioning a person to marry more than one wife. You see, in the Gemara, for example, many of the Tanaim and many of the Amoraim, that what? That they did not have two wives. Even though we see stories of rabbis that had very difficult wives in the Gemara, that their wives are causing them a lot of trouble, it doesn't say that they went and they got another wife. So you see, this was already practiced from the times of the Talmud. And that's the minhag here as well. Besides the American law that forbids bigamy, but our Kahal, the Sfaradim here in America, have an accepted minhag that they don't take more than one wife. In some of the Ketubot, it's even written that he accepts upon himself, Shelo Yisa Isha Al Ishto. He signs that at the time of the Ketubah, that he accepts upon. Maybe not from the Hirim of Rabbeinu Gershon, but it's a Takana of Kahal. It's a Takana of communities, like the Bet Yosef says, that they don't take more than one wife. The question that we have today is to what degree did Rabbeinu Gershon make his takana? What about in the case of a mitzvah? Did he go that far? For example, you have a lady that she now falls to Yibum. So the Yavam already is married. He has a wife. If you're going to allow him to make Yibum, now he's going to end up having two wives. But this has become mitzvah. So many of the poskim say that Rabbeinu Gershon was not gozer his takana in a case where there's a mitzvah to be done. Although that's not the opinion of the Rama. The Rama holds that Rabbeinu Gershon was gozer his takana afilu b'mkom mitzvah, not to take a second wife on his wife. That means even if he's married for 10 years and he doesn't have children, where the other poskim say he needs to do priya v'ribya. Other opinions say Rabbeinu Gershon wasn't talking about that case. He could go take a second wife. Rama says no. In that case over there, even if Tzurich mitzvah, cannot. However, Rabbeinu Gershon did put a very important stipulation in his takana. And he said that if the Chachamim see a need in order for a person to have a second wife, for example, let's say a person's wife, Bar Minnan, Lo Alinu Velo Alechen, is very sick. And he cannot have children, he cannot have a wife, he doesn't have a wife. So the normal thing would be, he gives his wife a get, and then he can marry another wife in order to have children. His wife doesn't want to receive a get. She says, I don't accept getin, I don't take gets. My custom is not to get a get. So now he's stuck, the guy. Because he can't get married to a second wife to do Perur, because of Rabbeinu Gershon. And his wife won't let him get released with a get. So what is he supposed to do in such a case? So in this case, Rabbeinu Gershon gave him an option. He says, if you get a letter, a document, and it's signed by Me'ar Banim, 100 rabbis, and he gave stipulations that the 3 rabbis have to be from 3 different countries and 3 different communities, exactly where the 3 rabbis have to come from, and the level of aptitude that they have to have. And if they sign a document, so they can override my takana. That's called the Heter Me'ar Banim. If you get a paper, some 100 rabbis, it's as if they're saying that we're overriding the takana of Rabbeinu Gershon, and we're going to allow this fellow to have a second wife. So, and this Heter was used, again, discretionarily, by the Betinim throughout the generations, that when they see a case, again, it's a judgment call. When Achanim see a case where there's no other option, and the takana is in his way for him to go further, so in that case they will give a heter. For example, you had a case, a famous high profile case, of a rabbi that lives in Eretz Yisrael. And now he needs to move back to America. The yeshiva needs him. The yeshiva in America says, Rabbi, we need you to come back. He tells his wife, okay, we need to come back to America to run the yeshiva. The wife says, I don't leave Eretz Yisrael. You don't leave Eretz Yisrael, but this is Sorech Mitzvah, Sorech Sibur. I don't leave Eretz Yisrael. Okay, no problem. Let me give you a get. You can stay in Eretz Yisrael. I'll move to America and run the yeshiva. I have another minhag. I don't accept getin. So you don't leave Israel, you don't accept getin. Now what? So, they make a tirme out of banim. Again, it's not done every Monday and Thursday, they said it. But they made the tirme out of banim in order for him to allow to marry a second wife. He has a wife in Israel, he has a wife here. I had a bit of Gershom, etim adab banim. But again, it shows the severity that these tekanot that Achamim made of Rabbeinu Gershom, like I said, whether the Sfaradim accepted it or not, can be debated. And especially, like I told you, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's already expired. However, he does clearly say that it's a proper tekana, not to make it as a chidin, but to make it as a takanat kahal, that each kahal should make rules, like we have rules by us as well, where the Achamim would not marry somebody that's married already. In our community, if somebody would come, say, I want to get married. Okay, Baruch Abba. Are you married? Yeah, I'm married still. If you're married still, go home. We're not married, we're not going to marry. Forget about the bigamy of it. Just from the takanat kahal. That's some of the history behind the Takana of the Rabbeinu Gershon, Me'er HaGola.